For people who have the first chance to get a chance to hear you, because you and I have talked before, but a different time of day, so we're talking to a different group of people. Can we talk a little bit about your background before I ask you a few more questions?
Right. I'm the first one in my family to get an education. I've been married 40 years to my wife, Janet. We have 6 kids, 3 grandkids. And I'm a litigator. That's so important to be the attorney general. I've been a litigator 39 years, Tom. Been in and out of courtrooms, tried cases. My opponent has never tried one lawsuit, and she wants to be the attorney general. I'm also the former mayor of Burr Ridge, 2 terms. I'm on the DuPage County Board, and I'm also the chairman of the 911 board, which is the largest 911 board. So I have deep administrative experience also, which you need to run an office like the attorney general, which has 350 attorneys, about 350 staff. My opponent, again, has run nothing. She, since being out of law school, has basically just tried to run for Congress and really doesn't have deep experience. And the voters need to get somebody in there. It's so important. It's the first time the Republicans can take over this office in 16 years, root out the things that are wrong with it, and lead. And I want their support, and I think I'm the best candidate.
Gary, when it comes to civilization, if you don't have law, civilization doesn't work. The uncivilized law is nothing more than a wet tissue paper. All right, and when you selectively enforce certain laws, you undermine the entire system. Sanctuary status has been an argument that's going on right now. Is Illinois a sanctuary state, in your opinion, and what can you do as the attorney general to rectify this? Because, you know, I literally had a senator saying, what the heck? It's just a piece of paper.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't have to strongly disagree with that, Tom. Yes, we are a sanctuary state. We do have a law in place. The governor signed it. It gives, in my opinion, rights to the illegal aliens that legal people here, you and I, don't have. And I don't even buy the premise, Tom. The premise is, oh, we need this law so illegal aliens will cooperate with law enforcement. Well, really? Where has that happened, and why would that happen? I don't really see it. Look, if people do bad things, they commit felonies and crimes, and they have a history of being illegal in this state, that should be on the table, especially if they've been here, you know, and caught twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, like Steinley situation in California. All of that should be on the table. Why shouldn't it?
And Gary, we're also now you've got cities.
I'm going to argue against it.
Yep. Yeah, and some cities, Gary, across this country now, not in the state of Illinois, talking about they should have the right to vote, too.
Well, yeah, they're doing it a little bit more surreptitiously in Chicago, this voter ID card, which I will look into the legalities of that right away. Of course, they're saying it's not for voting, but of course, all you need to do is show up at the voter booth with a form of identification. This will pass for that, and they will be able to get a ballot. So, I'm going to go after that also. That is a very bad proposition.
All right. When you look at the state of Illinois and you look at Texas, there's a lot of things that are in turmoil. But if you look back to the root cause, you know, taxpayers actually pay a corruption fee when you look at how much it costs Illinois to do things. A lot of people said we consider that's the nature of corruption. It costs us more to get things done in this state. And then you got the perception that, you know, businesses may not want to come here. Corruption has a lot of side effects. What should be done in the Attorney General's office to rectify Illinois' perceived corrupt government status?
Well, Tom, I think it's beyond perception. I think it's reality that has to be attacked, should have been attacked. Lisa Madigan, when she ran for Attorney General in 2002, said she was going to go after public corruption. But in the 16 years she's been down there, probably 1,000 feet from her office, she can't find public corruption anywhere in the state. You have to start with the Speaker and the head of the Democratic Party and the Cook County Property Tax Assessment System. That's the root of all of their power. That's where the influence comes. That's where they assess property for the benefit of their insiders, where they get huge legal fees, and they use those legal fees to keep us all where we are in the state. That has to be attacked. I am going to attack that from day one. I think it's critical to break that hold on the people of the state of Illinois, because that reverberates all the way downstate. We have the highest property tax as a result. We lose the equity in our homes, which is the thing most of us want to retire on, and people get frustrated, and that's why we've got great numbers of people out migrating. They're giving up. I don't want to give up. I'm going to fight it.
All right, we're going to run out of time, and I don't want to do that. So I have to limit you now to this next question, 60 seconds. Why Gary Grasso for Attorney General in the state of Illinois? In particular, you've already worked at this earlier in the interview, but you got 60 seconds from right now to differentiate yourself from your opponent and why you, 60 seconds.
Right. I'm the conservative choice in this case. I've got the experience. I'm going to attack HB 40 and Sanctuary State. My opponent will support it. My opponent is owned by the governor. She will not let the office be independent. The governor will own the attorney general. That's not right. That's not what we need. So look at my litigation experience. Look at my public service experience. Compare it to my opponent that has neither of that, having never even tried one lawsuit. She wants to be the chief litigator. I'm the person who has a vision. I'm the person with the experience. And, Tom, I'm asking for everybody's support and vote in your area. So thank you for the time to be on this morning. I really appreciate you squeezing me in. Get people out to vote. Vote for Gary Grasso, GaryGrasso.com. Thanks a lot, Tom.
All right, now we got 30 seconds. I'm going to take every doggone second of it. Often I find that when big issues are complicated to me, I look at numbers. Numbers tell you what you need to know. In your office, a huge number of consumer fraud, identity theft. 20 seconds. Gary, on that?
Well, I'm going to go after financial crime, especially on the elderly. That's where I see the future of many problems. Many of our good elderly are getting their money taken. That's what they're going to retire on. That's what they're going to live on. And I'm going to make that a priority.